Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How Charts Lie, Getting Smarter About Visual Information by Alberto Cairo is a practical guide to reading and creating data visualizations with sharper judgment. In a world where charts shape opinions about health, politics, business, and science, Cairo argues that visual displays can mislead even when they are not intentionally deceptive. The book focuses on the everyday ways graphs can distort meaning, by hiding uncertainty, implying false precision, exaggerating differences through design choices, or presenting incomplete context. Cairo, a well-known educator in data visualization and journalism, blends lessons from statistics, design, and critical thinking to help readers evaluate what they see and communicate data responsibly. Rather than treating charts as either truthful or fraudulent, he frames them as arguments that require interpretation. The result is an accessible roadmap for anyone who consumes news, reports, dashboards, or social media graphics and wants to separate insight from illusion while still appreciating the value of good visualization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, charts as arguments, not neutral pictures. A central idea is that every chart makes a claim. Even a simple bar chart reflects choices about what to measure, what to exclude, what scale to use, and what comparison to emphasize. Cairo encourages readers to approach visualizations the way they would approach an editorial, ask what the author is trying to convince you of, and whether the evidence supports that message. This mindset helps explain why two charts built from the same dataset can lead audiences to different conclusions. The book highlights how framing affects interpretation, including the selection of time windows, baselines, and categories that implicitly steer the story. It also points out that intent is not the only issue. Many misleading charts are produced by well-meaning people who underestimate how viewers infer patterns and causality. By treating charts as arguments, readers become more attentive to assumptions and can challenge them constructively. This topic sets up a broader theme. Visual literacy is not just about spotting obvious trickery, but about understanding how humans read graphics and how small design and analytical decisions accumulate into big effects on belief. Secondly, common design choices that distort perception. Cairo discusses how visual design can amplify or mute differences, sometimes dramatically. Choices such as truncated axes, uneven intervals, 3D effects, area-based symbols, and overloaded color palettes can change what the viewer perceives as large or small, stable or volatile. The book explores how perception works. People compare lengths more accurately than angles or areas, and they are vulnerable to implied depth and perspective. Even legitimate design decisions can misfire when they conflict with the message. For example, when decorative elements distract from the data or when color choices create false groupings. Another risk is chart type mismatch, such as using pie charts for fine comparisons or using cumulative charts that obscure changes in rates. Cairo emphasizes that ethical visualization does not mean dull visualization. It means using visual encodings that support accurate reading, choosing scales that respect the comparisons being made, and labeling clearly enough to reduce guesswork. This topic equips readers with a checklist of red flags and a set of best practices to make charts both engaging and trustworthy. Thirdly, uncertainty, variability, and the illusion of certainty. A frequent way charts mislead is by implying a level of certainty the data cannot justify. Cairo stresses that real-world measurements contain noise, sampling error, missingness, and model uncertainty. Yet many charts present single lines, single numbers, or overly smooth trends as if they were exact. The book encourages readers to ask, where did the data come from, how large is the sample, what is the margin of error, and what alternative explanations could fit the pattern. It also examines how aggregations can hide variability across regions, groups, or time, and how averages can be unrepresentative when distributions are skewed. Techniques such as confidence bands, error bars, ranges, and small multiples can communicate uncertainty, but they must be used carefully to avoid confusing audiences. Cairo argues that acknowledging uncertainty is not a weakness. It is a mark of honesty and often leads to better decisions because it clarifies risk. This topic helps readers recognize when charts are overselling precision and teaches creators to visualize uncertainty without overwhelming the story. Fourthly, correlation, causation, and misleading narratives. Charts can be persuasive storytellers, which makes them susceptible to narrative shortcuts. Cairo addresses the common leap from correlation to causation and shows how visual patterns can tempt audiences into believing that one factor drives another. A scatterplot, line chart, or map can suggest a relationship that disappears once you control for a third variable, adjust for population size, or correct for measurement bias. The book encourages skepticism towards simplistic before and after claims, especially when external factors may be at play. It also highlights the importance of denominators and rates. For example, Counts can rise simply because populations grow, testing increases, or reporting changes. Similarly, rankings can be unstable when differences are small or when measurement methods vary. Cairo promotes habits such as checking definitions, looking for alternative baselines, examining outliers, and comparing multiple plausible models. This topic is especially valuable for readers who encounter charts in policy debates, marketing, and opinion pieces, where visual evidence is often used to imply conclusions that the data do not warrant. Lastly, building visual literacy and ethical data communication beyond critique, Cairo offers a constructive framework for becoming a responsible communicator and a careful consumer of visual information. Visual literacy involves understanding both statistics and design, but also cultivating humility about what one chart can prove. The book encourages iterative checking, confirm the data quality, test multiple views of the same data, and anticipate how different audiences might misread the display. Ethical communication includes transparency about sources, methods, and limitations, and resisting the urge to simplify away crucial nuance. Cairo also addresses the social context of charts. Visuals circulate rapidly, are often stripped of captions, and can be weaponized in polarized environments. This raises the bar for clarity and context. A well-made chart should stand on solid evidence, invite accurate comparisons, and avoid sensationalism even when it aims to persuade. This topic ties the book together by turning lessons into habits readers can apply to dashboards at work, graphics in the news, and posts on social media. The goal is not cynicism about charts, but informed trust that is earned through careful practice. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who regularly encounter charts in news, research, business reports, public policy, education, or social media and want to judge them with more confidence. It is also valuable for analysts, journalists, designers, and managers who create visualizations and need a clearer standard for accuracy, transparency, and persuasion. The main benefit to a reader's life is practical, better decisions, and fewer false beliefs. By learning how scale choices, chart types, uncertainty, and narrative framing influence interpretation, you become less vulnerable to manipulation and more capable of asking the right follow-up questions about data sources and methods. Compared with many visualization books that focus primarily on design aesthetics or software techniques, Cairo emphasizes critical thinking and ethical communication. That makes the book useful even if you never build charts yourself, and it remains relevant across tools and trends. It bridges statistics and storytelling without assuming advanced math, making it approachable while still intellectually serious. If you want a single guide that improves both your skepticism and your ability to communicate evidence responsibly, it is a purchase that pays off quickly and keeps paying off. If you would like to support Alberto Cairo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.